Garrett Space, an Ann Arbor-based suicide prevention nonprofit, is hosting Go 24 for Garrett Space, a 24-hour live stream fundraiser on September 11th, 2022. It's designed to educate, inspire, and entertain. I'll wait till you hear who the entertainers are going to be. Joining me is Garrett's mom, Julie Helper. Julie, this is the third annual event?
It is. Yes, we have done it. We are going to do it again.
In the 3 years now that you have done this, coming up on the third year, do you think we've made an inroad on suicide?
Well, actually, the statistics show that they are going down slightly, which is wonderful. I think there is increased awareness. One of the big advances is there's a lot of federal dollars and local dollars going into suicide prevention programs. So I do hope that there will be much more support. We still see a big lack of big gaps in treatment for young adults who are really wanting services. We get calls all the time saying, you know, we've started our wellness programming, which I'm happy to talk about later, but you know, when are you opening? When's your center opening? And parents who are desperate, parents, unfortunately, who've lost children to suicide. So we're surrounded by this, and while there are definitely advances, we hope, it's still a huge problem that warrants a lot of attention and support.
I know that when your son passed away, it was just the most tremendous and horrific shock to you and your family. And it never goes away, of course, but as the years go on and as you pour yourself into this effort to help other families not have to go through this, or at least to have the help out there that can circumvent this. Has that been therapeutic for you and your husband and your family?
Yes, it definitely has. It's coming up on 5 years. It'll be 5 years in September because we always have this fundraiser around the time of Garrett's passing. I can tell you it does not get easier. The hole in my heart is just as big. But what this has allowed us to do, we weren't able to save our son, which is heart-wrenching for a parent. But to think that we can hopefully save the lives of other young adults is a way forward for both my husband, Scott, and me.
And you know, Julie, I think our listeners have to understand this was a son, a boy who had everything going for him, didn't he?
Oh my gosh, it was incredible. He had so many friends. He was smart. He was a talented poet. He was funny, had a great wit. He was one of the best tennis players for his age in the state. He just had, you know, family members who adored him, friends who adored him, and he adored. On the surface, it looked like things were really going well for him. But like many young adults who struggle, he had his demons and he had his struggles. And in the end, he, you know, those overcame him. And it was the worst possible outcome, of course.
I know that his friends have sustained you throughout all of those. One of his great friends joining us as well, along with Garrett's mom, Julie Helpert, we welcome Mario Sulaksana, who is out in L.A. He is a producer and songwriter, and you're really going to be producing this great event, this 24-hour marathon that's coming up in memory and honor of your friend. What do you remember most about Garrett, Mario?
You know, I think what I remember most about Garrett is that he really was great at bringing people together and being around all different types of people. I think a lot of the ethos of the show resonates around kind of who he is as a person and the kind of eclectic nature of it. And so I think that is really what I remember most. He could kind of blend in with any kind of friend group or situation.
So this 24-hour live stream is going to feature guest segments from accomplished Broadway and television performers, politicians. Tell us a little bit about who we're going to see on this.
So I'm really excited. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mario.
Oh, no, absolutely. Well, go ahead. Julie is very excited for a number of reasons. I can tell you that we will have, along with the accomplished performers, there will have a number of musicians that are from Michigan who actually are not based in Los Angeles, and we're going to be putting on a live show here in LA that will be streaming that will feature a lot of these artists. And they range from singer, songwriter, R&B, folk, bluegrass, country. I mean, it's a very sort of, again, eclectic is the word I've used before and I'll still use. And then I think Julie would love to tell you about some of the a little more well-known acts that we have joining us this year.
So yeah, I want to mention that Mario is basically staging his own music festival in LA while we're here in Michigan, which I think is going to be so exciting and cool. I also want to start by mentioning one of our additional hosts this year, Davey Rothbart, who was also an Ann Arbor native, lives in LA, and is a frequent contributor to This American Life, the New York Times, bestselling author, started Found magazine. We have amazing people. We have politicians. We have Patrick Kennedy, who's an event sponsor and is also a leading mental health advocate, Gary Peters, Debbie Dingell, Mary Whiteford, who's a Republican, active on mental health issues. And then, of course, we have incredible fitness activities that people can join in on. Tara Brock, who's a leader in the meditation field, is going to be leading a meditation session. And then we have a lot of celebrities. We have Rosie O'Donnell, who I'm super excited about. John Hoffman, who is the creator and executive producer of Only Murders in the Building. We have Kamal Nanjiani, who was in Silicon Valley and created and starred in The Big Sick. Lots of Broadway performers, including Renee Rapp, who's on The Sex Lives of the College Girls and was in Mean Girls. I mean, it's just going to be, I'm super excited about the roster we've brought in. And also, I should mention a panel discussion with Chris and Eric Ewers, who directed the latest Ken Burns documentary, Hiding in Plain Sight, about youth mental health issues. They're going to talk about the role of reducing stigma through film. And then we're going to have parents who've lost kids to suicide, young adults who have been fighting mental health issues and have thrived, to talk about the holistic measures that help them. Some of Garrett's friends are going to be there in the wee hours of the night. It's going to be an amazing event.
This is incredible. Go 24 for Garrett Space, and you'll be able to access this at garrettspace.org. Garrett is G-A-R-R-E-T-T. garrettspace.org. It's coming up on September 11th through 11 a.m. Through 11 a.m. Then on September 12th for the virtual fundraiser 24-hour live stream. And you can visit garrettspace.org for more information about that. What is this?
Want to say one more thing, which I always forget to mention. We're having a silent auction with over 100 items from individuals and businesses in the area, which is going to also be spectacular.
Oh, incredible. And all this can be accessed on garrettspace.org. Is that right, Julie?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
Excellent.
Two R's, two T's, two S's.
Yeah, don't forget that, right? you know, when you look at the number of people that are helping you with this, and the entertainers and the politicians and everyone, this is something, Julie, that, you know, is a common theme in all of our lives. Suicide, sad to say, but it's great because now we're talking about it. You know, it was just a few years ago, no one really wanted to talk about it. It was too hard to even address this issue. And that's the start, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. There's a lot of shame around this issue. And so that's why you'll hear everybody talking about their own struggles. People who you think, again, really have it together, famous people, people who have large social media followings, and they themselves have struggled. So we really feel like shining a light on that, and having people talk about this and get their struggles out in the open, and also talk about the way people can be helped, can heal, how you can get support. We also are having mental health organizations talk about the support they have available to young adults. We really hope that's the beginning of an important conversation to help young adults realize they're not alone and to get the help that they need.
I see that comedian Rosie O'Donnell is also going to be participating in this. Tell us about that.
To be honest with you, I've spent probably, as Mario knows, I probably reached out to like hundreds and hundreds of publicists. And you know, it has to just strike a chord with the person, it has to strike a chord with the publicist, and it has to strike a chord with the performer. I have to say that during COVID, it was easier for us because a lot of performers were at home and they couldn't perform. Now that they're all really busy and performing, it's been more challenging. And I just immediately, as soon as I reached out, I got a response. I haven't seen her video yet, so I don't know exactly what she'll say, but I do know that she's been open about her mental health struggles, and she's the parent of young adults. She's got 5 children, so I presume that this really struck a chord with her.
Last year, this event raised $118,000. Julie, do you have a goal this year?
We're trying not to set a goal. It'd be great if we could reach or exceed that. I should also mention that we already have about 20 sponsors who have committed $60,000 as we're going into the event, which is exciting. And of course, we hope to you know, double that amount throughout the course of the 24 hours.
Wow. And Mario, the live music festival that you are assembling out in LA while this is going on, is this going to be live streamed as well on this format?
Yeah. So it will be sort of an opportunity for people to take part in something out here and contribute their efforts and also make it really still feel live. We'll have pre-recorded material from a number of people who can't make it on the time, but I really wanted this year the live element to feel more live. And it will be just that. People can attend. There will be information about how to attend online. And obviously to those listening, they're probably based in Ann Arbor somewhere. But if you're out in LA for that weekend, please come by and see it and support.
How was your life impacted by your friend's death?
You know, I think it was very hard for me. I think I was going through a lot of transition at the time. I had just graduated college, and this was also a big change. I think I've taken it in stride. I was able to go to therapy for other reasons as well, but this was something I definitely needed to unpack. And I think that, you know, my life changed in the sense that I was definitely missing someone. You know, I was missing my best friend. And so that's not easy to go through when you're in your early 20s and kind of learning to adjust and grow through that. It still poses its challenges, but I think it makes me really live in the moment and try to be very present. And I try to really check in on all my friends and be there for all my friends. Maybe even in times where it's inconvenient for me, I think it's always worth just the extra little check-in. And I think it serves as a reminder that, you know, just a little bit can go a long ways when it comes to keeping in touch with your friends.
Boy, that's a great perspective there. He's talking about his best friend, Garrett Halpert, who passed away by suicide at the age of 23. It happened 5 years ago. The son of Julie and Scott Halpert here in Ann Arbor. And they have done something so positive with this to help out others. This Go 24 for Garrett Space live stream event will be raising funds to support Garrett Space Wellness Program. Tell us about this program, Julie, and what you are offering right now for our community.
Sure. So this started actually, it's been virtual for now. We hope to move in person. It started a little over a year ago, and young adults meet weekly for a support group with peers and a mood and movement activity. And I have to say the results, we are now going to be rolling out a second cohort because we've had so much demand. We want to grow this strategically and slowly and responsibly, but the reaction that we've had from these young adults has been really powerful. They came together to create a playlist of songs to get through the holidays. You know, one person said they came to sort of get support, but they ended up feeling that they were helping others, and that made them feel great. And it's just been an amazing wraparound support. It's not a substitute for therapy. It's an additional one. And the whole point of this is to really pilot, test, and refine programming that we eventually want to offer at a holistically focused residential center, which will be, that's our long-term goal that we are aspiring to. But it's been unbelievably, we've been gratified so much, and we have an amazing team of facilitators. We have an amazing woman who, Peggy Gamberti, who's running it, and she's a clinical social worker. And then we have young adults who are just doing a phenomenal job. So it has exceeded our expectations. We're really pleased with that.
Amazing. Garrett Space, the suicide prevention nonprofit dedicated to addressing gaps in treatment for young adults experiencing distress due to mental health challenges. And I like the idea that you're kind of filling in those gaps and adding to what is out there currently as well, and really making a difference. We can all help, and we can tune in to the 24-hour live stream coming up September 11th from 11 a.m. through 11 a.m. on September 12th for this virtual fundraiser. And to access it, you can go to garrettsspace.org. Julie, you also mentioned the auction that's going to be going on. What kinds of items are on there?
Oh, we have so many cool things. We have three different vacation rentals people can rent. We have gift cards from all the most amazing Ann Arbor restaurants. We have I'm trying to think. We have an incredible array of different business, different services people are offering, coaching services, nail salon and spa services. It is just an amazing variety. Like I said, over 100 different items, lots of sports paraphernalia, an autographed Pistons basketball, tickets to box seats at the Tigers game. We have a lot of new things this year too that I think people will be really excited about.
Wow. And Mario,
and by the way, the link to the auction will also be on the page with the live stream.
So okay. So GarrettSpace.org is the portal for everything we're talking about today. And mm-hmm. that's two R's, two T's, two S's, GarrettSpace.org. Mario, the Michigan acts that you're putting together out in LA to add to this, are these people that started out here and then they're also like you out in LA now and making their way in the industry?
Yeah, I'd say it's a mixed bag. I think there's some people who they're not professionally trained or shall I say classically trained mm-hmm. musicians. A lot of songwriters who either went to school in Michigan, grew up there, found their passion maybe through COVID, having time to sort of put out music and really focus on their passion and kind of came out here to pursue their dreams and their ambitions. A few of them have been established in LA also, and so we kind of have a mix of the up and coming and the more established, I would say.
That's great. Well, you are one of those people that are pursuing your dreams out in LA, and tell everyone about the idea that you are currently pitching that we might be watching pretty soon on television.
Well, I have shifted a little bit from working music directly and indirectly working with musicians on a television show that I had the idea for, and I pitched it to an investor, and we were able to shoot a pilot season for a television show that involves four musicians who have 1 week to write an album together, and they're in a house and they are living, coexisting, collaborating, creating, and you get to document, you get to watch the experience that it is to write an album and be a musician in 2022.
And they didn't know each other before this, right?
That's right. They had no prior knowledge as to who was who they were collaborating with. People are from different parts of the country as well. I wanted to make sure that someone was from New York. There was someone from Michigan, someone from Ohio, someone from California. And they vary in their genres and their styles, and so you get to see this sort of I guess it's almost like a social experiment in some degree too, but I guess every great artist kind of goes through that anyway.
What a great idea. I love this, and I'm looking forward to see it come to fruition. So you have the pilot already, and is that you've done a pilot?
Yeah, we have we've shot it, we're currently editing it, and we're in the process of finalizing the edits and getting it out there into the streaming world.
Wow.
Whether that's through one of the big providers or something independent, we're still trying to figure that out, what's available. So
what's going to happen to the music then that they create out of this?
So there'll be an album that will accompany the show, so it pairs with the program. And so let's say you are just listening to the album first. Maybe you hear it in a cafe, you see it in a commercial, mm-hmm. maybe, who knows. And then you'll find out that music's linked to a show, or you watch the show and then you see the whole process, the whole journey, and you say, oh, I got to hear the finished product. I got to see what they came up with.
I think this is brilliant. Mario Sulaksana, and we're looking forward to seeing what happens with that. In the meantime, you can see his work as he's helping to produce this great live stream that's coming up online. Go 24 for Garrett Space. If you go to GarrettSpace.org, you can get all of the information. This 24-hour live stream fundraiser is coming up on September 11th, going into September 12th. And I think, this is the kind of production that everyone should be tuning into. Suicide affects all of us one way or another, and so many great inroads are being made on this to conquer it. And we know that with the memory of Garrett out there, this is his legacy. This is something that lives on in his memory to help out others. And Julie, I don't know how you're doing it. I don't know how you and Scott do it. I don't know how your girls do it, but Bravo to you for helping out others in the midst of your own grief. God bless you. Thank you.
That's kind of you to say. Yeah, Garrett, as Mario can say, and by the way, I should mention that Garrett had amazing friends, including Mario, which it also is so painful because he was surrounded by such amazing people. And his essence was goodness, and he always wanted to help other people. He was always there for other people. And our job, we feel, Scott and my job, is to honor his legacy by being like him and trying to make the world better, just like he tried to make the world better. So we hope that that's what we'll ultimately be doing
and
with
you,
our work.
You are. How beautiful. Julie Halpert, Garrett's mom, and doing this great, great thing for so many others. Garrett Space. You can go online to garrettspace.org. And then don't forget about Go24 for Garrett Space. The date, September 11th through September 12th. We're going to try to raise more than $118,000, which was raised last year, all helping out in suicide prevention and Garrett Space, this nonprofit. Our thanks also to Mario Sulaksana, Garrett's best friend. We wish you well. Thank you so much, guys. We'll be watching. Take care. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.